I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam, and here's Danielle.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah, please.
Take it away.
Please take it away. Here's Danielle.
That makes me think of, speaking of Halloween, that makes me think of The Shining.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, here's Johnny. So thanks for that. I just got back from visiting Mia. It was parents' weekend at her college, and you were unable to go because it's a very busy time of year for you.
Yeah, of course. Don't get to go to college. It was a bad weekend for them to do, like, parents' night at college.
Well,
you know?
Mia said that she thinks that they did it that weekend because at her school, they take Halloween so seriously, the kids all, it's like a huge party weekend, and I guess they've had issues in the past. Mm-hmm. So I think that they used parents' weekend is like this, a deflector from having things
fun.
I mean, I guess things have gotten out of control because where she goes, like, theater is really big and everything. So, like, you know, costumes and
yeah, it sounds great.
I know.
And parents have, like, other kids and other things and other
I know, but I guess, yes, you're right. You're right. And a lot of her friends' parents actually couldn't come.
Right.
And so anyway, she said that she thinks that they kind of use it as a deflector. But nonetheless, we had a great time. And it was so nice to have girl time with her. Like, you know, I think she's doing so well and we're so proud of her. But of course, it's overwhelming. And, you know, she's someone who is overwhelmed pretty easily with like overstimulation and all of that. So she came back to the hotel with me and we watched a whole season of Heartstopper season 2, which I was behind on, and ate junk food and talked. And then she slept in the hotel room with me, which was like the best thing ever. Mm. So it was nice.
You didn't watch like horror movies or, you know, it's Halloween time.
I don't ever want to watch horror
all
movies.
The Nightmare on Elm Streets.
God, no.
No.
No. Any sleepover I ever left as a child was because there was a horror movie on.
Right.
No way. No, thank you. Still, I don't like jump scares. I hate haunted houses. Hate them. Like,
yeah, I get that.
Them. I don't understand it. We used to go to a party every year. Our friends used to throw this huge Halloween party. And before you even got in the door, they had hired people to like jump scare you.
Right.
And I stopped going to the party because of that. I didn't want to be jump scared. No, thank you. Mm-mm.
Well, Mia always left the room.
Give me a hug. I want a hug. Don't jump scare me. No.
Mia would leave the room every time Swiper came on.
So, oh, yeah, Dora. She was afraid of Swiper. I remember that. That's so funny. She'll be so happy you told everyone that. But we are going to discuss, this is not to be confused with the follow-up episode of our challenge that we've done for each other, which we will be doing in another week or two. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a mini episode just to sort of talk to people about the fact that, so I thought about this challenge a long time ago. This is something that I've wanted to do for a really long time.
I'm sure.
It is. It's something.
And I don't blame you.
Yeah. It's something that agree. I sort of, for us, both of us being sort of people who do better when you like really break things down and simplify them. The challenge to me is something that I thought of because you and I have so many things that we have on our kind of to-do list for each other. And I'm not just talking about like, you know, I need you to fix the, oh, I need you to hang the hooks that I've been asking you, to hang for lots, 3 weeks.
Lots and lots of things.
All right. Yeah. And vice versa. Mm-hmm. So this to me is so good because it really does break things down and simplify them. And look, we all, if you sat down to brainstorm, I'm not going to use any other couples as an example. I'm just going to use us because I don't want to throw anybody else under the bus. But if we sat down and brainstormed all the things we'd like one another to step up about and fulfill each other's needs about, I think it'd be a pretty long list. And we could sit here all day long and say, well, I need more from you about this, and I need you to do more of this, and blah, blah, blah. We could go back and forth all day long and talk about that, right? And at the end of the day, it's just going to be a lot of passive aggressive, well, you're not doing it, and well, I don't have time, and blah, 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 that, you know, we all do have some time in our days, right? Not a lot. I know we're all busy, and, you know, there are retreats you can go on as couples for 3 days or a week or 3 weeks or however long it is. And
3 weeks.
Listen, these retreats are offered and people do them.
I'm in. Let's do it.
You're going to do a 3 week couples retreat with me?
You were just saying we all, I mean, I don't have time, but let's, if you can find me 3 weeks, I'm in.
I'm saying it's offered. Most of us do not have that time.
Right.
And you know, and I hear people all the time say about therapy that I can't get my partner to do it or it's too costly or whatever. And this does not replace any of that. This is not a you don't need to go to therapy because you did the challenge, or this is not that. However, it is an immediate way to sort of a little bit step up for each other and fulfill some needs that aren't being filled. And to really break it down, and what's great about the challenge is that you're both doing for each other, right? Well, I don't want it to be a tit for tat ever, and I don't think it is, because I think the challenges that you create for each other are probably going to be different enough that you can't even gauge the who's doing better and who's doing more. And but I do think that it is a great way to sort of step up and pick something that is immediate for you, that right now you can think of, that right now it will make my life a little bit easier, or better, or more fun, more productive, if you will do X. Mm-hmm. So,
But it's also good because it's one thing, right? Like, so I hate to think of like, what's the one thing that I would want you, Danielle, to work on? And what do I think is the one thing you would want me to work on? And before we even discussed, it was kind of like, well, if she works on this one thing, and I'm pretty sure I know what she wants me to work on, like, if she does that, I'm probably going to be very easy to move forward to what she wants me to do, because I'm happy that she's thinking about it and doing it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
and
everyone's just a winner.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody.
It's a challenge.
Can be a winner.
Yeah, everyone can be a winner. Yeah. And look, I think it's fun to a little bit, you know, have a little bit of a competition, not in a, not even in a competitive way, in a joking way. And there's so many ways to make the challenge fun, and we have had fun with it.
But yeah, there's that, you know, there's that saying like, anybody can do this thing for 30 seconds, or anybody can do that for a day, or anybody can do that for, you know. And for me, it was like, I can do one thing that you're asking me of. I can do the, you know, I'm sure there's 1,000, mm-hmm. but if you pick one, I'm sure I can handle it. You know, it's just one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that with the challenge, what I want to do is, look, we don't do a lot of things. We don't put a lot out that our audience has to pay for. We did the date night questions, which I think the value of has been incredible. And, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of couples from around the world have done it. You know, we self-published it with no advertising and everything, and it became like this best-selling thing that was because the value is there. And I don't like to put things out often that costs money, because I want to make sure the value is there. And for this, I truly believe that it is. We are giving, and by we, I mean I, have created
I was on the webpage creating things.
You are the technical back end. And Jess.
As usual.
And Jess, yeah. Who I must say is our phenomenal, you know, right-hand woman, was doing so much for it also. We put out so much stuff for this. The guide that I put together to pick the challenge for your partner, to decide what the appropriate challenge is, what isn't appropriate. Like, I do not want anybody going into this challenge being like, I want my partner to lose 20 pounds. No, we're not doing that. You know, I want my partner to be more toned and go to the gym every day. We're not doing that. You know, I want my partner to be nicer to my mom. And, you know, okay. We're not doing that. We are going to walk you through the steps of what will be. Look, we want it to be a success, right? We don't want failures. We want success. And we walk you through how to make that happen. And we also walk through how to reveal it to one another in a way that's exciting and fun. And that right there is sort of a date, right? If you want to talk about a date night, you could sit in your living room, have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a glass of wine or a martini or whatever it is. That's your first date night right there. And when we did the first episode together for the challenge, I learned things from you that I never knew before. And it's just because even before you start the challenge, just the questions you're going to ask each other and talk about, you're going to learn things and talk about things you never talked about before. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just think that it is worth it because the tools and resources you're going to get are going to help you with the challenge, but they're also going to give you so many more ideas and just help you to each, you know, step up in a way that you maybe hadn't thought to before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, how to approach, we've had banter back and forth, not banter. We've had fights back and forth in the past about these things that we want from each other. Until we finally sat down and we did that episode and worded it properly. How do we communicate to each other about how do we want these things from each other? Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's
finally
been no fighting.
And there's been no fighting. And right. I was blown away after doing the episode, but like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, she's really going to finally actually do this, mm-hmm. which led me to say, oh, I can do the thing she wants from me. Mm-hmm. It's that much easier because I know you're willing to participate in what I'm asking of you.
Yeah, and I think your quote from my challenge and from us doing this for each other is something that you've never said before, which is, I don't think I can have more sex because our connection from this has been so incredible. Mm-hmm. And so we have been more physical. I think our tone every day with each other has been so much better. And these are all things I hoped that would happen. And I sort of sensed it. And that's why I created the challenge, because there's so much out there that we get sent as relationship podcasters. Every single day I get emails in my inbox. Will you try this couple's thing and talk about it to your audience and this couple's thing and blah, blah, blah. And to me, sometimes like, that sounds like a lot, or that sounds like more time than we have, or it's expensive. Or so I was like, you know what? This is something that's totally doable. That's fun. It keeps things new and fresh. So it's been really working. And we've done stuff before that hasn't worked. And I haven't put out a guide, and we haven't put out a 30-day membership for anything. And it is only 30 days. You're not going to all of a sudden get a credit card renewal on your, you know, that.
Oh, yeah. It's a one-time
thing. It's a one-time thing.
But I just want to say, like, 30 days is kind of, it's not specifically exactly 30 days. Like, even for us, right? Like, we, on day one, starting the podcast, the last episode that we did, it was figuring things out, right? Yeah. We talked things through. That's and right. It takes time to put things in place.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's not necessarily just 30 days, but it's a good,
it's the jumping off point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the jump start.
Right.
And all through the 30 days, hopefully you'll be planning and adding to it. And, you know, we give you a little planning period in the beginning, but hopefully you're going to be planning the whole time and thinking about
things. Yeah, depending on what your thing is, you know, it could be, you know, 45 days, you know, whatever the day is.
No,
right?
Yeah, hopefully it'll be ongoing.
But it's to set a point to make it last forever kind of thing, right? But it could take up to whatever the amount of days is, right? We don't want you to say, in 30 days, we both have to be on par with what we were saying. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. But you're going to see differences.
Of course.
And yeah, and hopefully it'll go on. And then you have the tools if you want to keep going to, you know, keep going. And we are going to be sending emails throughout the month to give tips and, you know, strategies to keep it going, and motivational stuff. We're also going to, towards the end of the challenge, when you come together, wherever you decide to do that, hopefully it'll be a celebration of the fact that you guys committed to this for 30 days, which is a cool thing. A special topic-specific date night questions just for this. You can't access it anywhere else, that you'll be able to sit and really like talk about and hopefully laugh together about like whatever the bloopers were of the challenge and, you know, how you messed up or what you did wrong or what you need to do better. And it will have several bonding opportunities throughout the month.
I have a couple of those for you already.
Oh.
Your bloopers.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put them in the next episode.
Yeah, I'm excited for the for the follow-up episode because it actually works. I know we both have stuff that we still very much need to work on, but our relationship and the way we've been acting towards each other, because there was this kind of passive aggressive undertone in the past few months, has just been so nice.
I mean, it's been way more than the past few months.
Oh. Okay.
Don't you think?
Maybe.
I mean, look, we're dealing with things that we've been dealing with forever.
Yeah.
You know, and we're finally coming to a head of getting this stuff resolved.
Right. And we were the guinea pigs. So, you know, there were things. Always? There are things that we will do differently the next time that I included in the guide that I wish I had when we were first making it. So you're going to get a lot of stuff. We're going to do private podcast episodes for it. We're going to do some YouTube episodes for it. And the price.
Well, not YouTube.
Well, we might try to do some YouTube.
I mean, because this is just for...
It's videos. Videos,
yeah,
right.
Videos. YouTube.
Yeah, you're going to get special access to extra content that you will not otherwise get.
Yeah, it's a members-only page with this content.
Correct. And the price is $39.99, which I think that the value far outweighs the price. But again, it is our inaugural couples challenge. And, you know, I'm very excited about it.
But wait, there's more.
You watch too many infomercials. So podcast listeners can get it for $29.99 with code podcastchallenge, one word, no spaces, podcastchallenge, through November 5th. And we say November 5th because that is the last day to sign up for the November challenge. Mm-hmm. And we will not be doing another challenge until February. And I think November is a perfect time to do it because, number one, we're all supposed to be thinking about gratitude and appreciation, right? It's Thanksgiving and the month of November. You know, before things get crazy with the holidays and everything, it's a really good time to do like a little reset on your relationship so that you're going into the holidays in the new year in a little bit of a different mindset with one another and, you know, kind of being refocused and realigned. Also, one of the challenges that you may want your partner to do might have to do with planning for Thanksgiving or the holidays. Mm-hmm. If you have a partner who has never helped to plan the holidays or to buy the gifts or to write the cards or to do the teacher's gifts or whatever it is, you may want to include that in your challenge and give them the time, you know, to realize that maybe that is something that you might need some help with. So all these reasons, I think November's a really great month. And then we're going to do it again in February for Valentine's Day. And honestly, you can do it again in February. Do a whole different challenge or continue this one. It doesn't matter. And we will be giving a discount, obviously, to people who signed up the first time in February. But that's a whole different ballgame. So anyway, you're going to get lots of stuff. And it's going to be fun. And you're going to feel, I think, like you're a part of something that's great. We're going to get feedback and stories from people who are participating and share them. And maybe we'll share your stories. And there's just going to be a lot of opportunities to share and to find out, you know, what other couples did. And I think it's going to be a really good time. So where do they go and how do they sign up?
I just want to say, first of all.
Yeah.
If I knew I was able to pay just $39.99 for like unlimited sex with my wife, you're on board with what I wanted you to do, you know, for me, you know, for my part of the challenge. I mean, come on.
I know.
Like,
I know.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I know. Yeah. And then I get it in return, so.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's like the best prostitution job ever.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn, and it's legal, so it's okay.
And it feels good. It's legal. It's safe because I think it's safe. And yeah. So, and I just got my period, which I was really late with.
God.
We were a little bit worried.
That was like not a good situation for a minute.
Yeah. This was going to be like the vasectomy gone wrong. But I got it. It's all good. I mean, it's not all good because now I feel like shit. It's like you want to get your period so badly, right? And you're waiting for days and days or weeks or whatever it is.
I know how you feel.
And then you get your period and you have your fucking period. So it's like, oh my God, I'm so happy I got my period. But now I have my fucking period.
Well, I feel the same way because it's like, you know, you've got your PMS and you're, you know, you're not the sweetest person to be around during that time.
No, I'm really not.
Just putting it as lightly as possible. And then it's like, oh, it's been a week. Uh-oh. You know, like, are you going to get your period? You know, and then it's like, fuck, you got your period. Mm-hmm. And I just asked you today, like, do you still have your period?
Yeah, you're like, how long is this going to last? As if it's new. Right. As if I haven't been getting my period for the last 23 years
been, what,
that we've been together.
Day and a half, right? And I'm like, can you fucking get rid of the period already? Because, you know,
I'm
doing my part of the challenge. And if you have your period, you're cock blocking me.
No, the challenge is not about just more sex. I know that's been the part that you've wanted to focus on. Right. And that's been fantastic.
Yeah.
But there are other things that you can now step up even more with because that part of it is a no-go.
Right.
So, well, for us, for some couples, it's not a red light. It's a green light.
God.
Oh, God, I'm good.
Yeah, that's great.
So anyway, where can they go to get it?
Yeah, so just go to maritimartinis.com. There is a link in the header, I think, for the challenge right now.
Mm-hmm.
Click that, read up on all the stuff on that page.
I did a video.
She did a video. Mm-hmm. It's on
topless.
There. Yeah.
No, I'm not topless. Thank God. No.
Well, she is,
that.
but the camera was neck up, so
right.
It doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. Well, you'd have to get to my ankles to see anything anyway.
I don't want to do this challenge anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So just click the thing, put in the code, you're good to go, and it'll get started when?
So it starts, it's supposed to start November 6th should be the day that you are actually like starting to do the challenge.
So when they buy the thing, do we send them something or it's just they wait till the 6th?
That's a very good question, Adam.
I will figure that out tomorrow.
No. On Wednesday, this Wednesday, November 1st is Wednesday, I believe.
Yes.
Please be. Yes. We will be sending out the guide that you can start. You can print one for your partner and start preparing and planning for the episode. Hopefully next weekend, you will meet at some point and talk about your challenge or the beginning of the following week and then take it from there. And, you know, again, you should be simultaneously constantly planning and thinking of things and figuring things out and also walking the walk, you know, doing the actions. So I think it's going to be great. We've had a great time with it. It's something that I really do feel is worth it and worthwhile. I would not put it out if it wasn't because there are lots of other things we could have put out that we have not. So, So I'm hoping that everyone will do it and stay tuned for our actual follow-up challenge episode in the next week or two.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Right. And head to marriageandmartinis.com to do the challenge. Podcast challenge, one word. Also, it'd be really fun unless you're doing something like super private that you don't want anybody else to know about. But I think it's something that's really fun to do with other friends or family or something that you could talk about at Thanksgiving. So if you forward it to, you know, friends or whatever, and you're going to do a Friendsgiving or something, have them do the challenge too. And then you could all sit around at Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving weekend when you're together and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a really fun double date or triple date night thing or with your siblings. Like I know my siblings are going to do it and we're going to talk about it. So I think it's going to be really fun.
I can't wait to hear theirs.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear theirs.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, thanks. Guys. Have a great week, and we will be back with full episodes next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.